Today we're going to read from Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. With our eyes, we cannot see God. We are always mindful of that. We should be aware of this. For God himself, he is invisible. He is spirit. And we might say his glory is greater than the brightness of a thousand suns. In Scripture, there are these remarkable occasions where the Lord is pleased to manifest himself and to reveal himself and show himself to his people. Especially we find in the Old Testament Scriptures as part of the unfolding revelation of Holy Scripture, visions which we no longer have nor need because we have the Holy Scripture as the complete Word of God. In these visions, as well as other methods and ways in which God revealed himself, we often find that the prophet or the one who was speaking would speak in these terms of seeing the Lord, just as Isaiah does here in chapter 6 and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. It is clear when you look at the language of Isaiah's words. Again, we'll come to the word in a short while. He speaks of his train or the skirt of his robe filling the temple. Now, God in theological terms, in biblical essential terms, is not adorned with a physical flowing robe because that would automatically limit him in terms of his omnipresence. He is, again, spirit. He is invisible. He is all-present. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. But these are pictures, these are ways in which even through the vision, the understanding and the thoughts of Isaiah was aided in what he was seeing regarding the Almighty God. When the Lord does show himself, whether through those theophanies that we've dealt with before in church, Christophanies, or even these visions, these are ways for us to understand and see who the Lord is. He is most resplendently and perfectly seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Let me underscore that and make that very clear. Our Father in heaven, our God, is seen in the face of our great Redeemer, who is the God-man, who is God and man, God manifest in the flesh. What a marvel of truth all of this really is. But I want you to think about the words of Isaiah here. He says, I saw the Lord in these opening verses of chapter 6. And let's think about some thoughts here in our devotional for today. Think about when he saw the Lord. It was in the year that King Uzziah died that he says, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. This was a time of change. This was the death of King Uzziah. And with the death of any king, there would be naturally a transition. And when there is transition, there can be obstacles, there can be difficulties. And with the time of change, his eyes were fixed upon the Lord who doesn't change. And while there was the death of a king, there was no death of God. There was no ceasing of the Lord and his might and his power. And so whether this would be Uzziah or any other king for that matter, and while the passing of one man or one aspect of life has gone into eternity, the Lord remains who he is. And this was impressed upon the great prophet's heart and mind. Although a king had died, the Lord was reigning, the true king of heaven and of earth. Let's never forget this, dear Christian, that with all the coming and going that we see around us, the Lord lives and he reigns. It was a time of challenge. By all accounts, Uzziah would have been a good king in the eyes of God, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, compared to many of the wretches of the kings of Judah. And again, that could have been disheartening, the passing away of a godly influence, a godly leadership, a godly king, one that feared the Lord, one that demonstrated those things which were good in the eyes of God. The Lord makes it clear, even though such has come to pass, you need to see the Lord. Oh, that our eyes would be fixed upon our great Redeemer this day. So here was what he saw. He saw the Lord. And when he saw the Lord in a time of change and challenge. Think about how he saw the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. He sees this tremendous picture and vision of the Lord seated, the very thought and idea and picture of that which is supreme and content and assured. He's not running about. He's not panicking. He's seated. He's immovable in this sense. And he's seated upon his throne. And he's high and he's glorious and he's lifted up. This is how he sees the Lord. How do we see God? How do we understand the Lord God, omnipotent, who reigns? Is he running around panicking? Is he driven by the motions and the passions of people and this world? No, no. This is the Lord that is revealed in Holy Scripture. As we see him as he always is, no change in this, upon his throne, reigning supreme and in complete control, nothing disturbing him, nothing causing the Almighty to panic. And what a lofty sight it was. What a good thought to remember when we have our eyes fixed upon the Lord. What reverence, what godly fear there must be. We see him on his throne. He's high. He's lifted up. Oh, how we are often consumed by what we see on earth, and what we see around us, what we see in people. Lift your eyes unto the hills, my friend. From whence cometh your help? It comes from the Lord, this God who created heaven and earth. And then also he saw it as reigning. We have that language, which maybe in our contemporary speech is not easy to understand. It speaks of his train filling the temple. That just refers to the skirts of his robe. And some say the temple is a picture of the world. Or I would say even a picture and rather reference to the church, his people. His very presence fills the people of God, fills the bride of Christ. The Lord is not absent from us. Oh no, he's very near to us. How do we see the Lord this day? Our eyes upon one whose very presence not only fills heaven and earth in the absolute sense, but in a very special sense. He draws near to us in every time of need. May we fix our eyes upon him, even at the end of this day. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to a close of this day, we just give ourselves to you. We give thanks, Lord, that we can cast our eyes upon the Lord of glory. There is no change in thee. Hear our cry and our prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.